So, the text. I don't know how many episodes we are into, but now we're coming straight into the text. So the author/audience. The author was an anonymous Jesuit priest, and the audience was for those in his community, the Society of Jesus. Recalling a simple summary of Ignatian discernment, Ignatius wrote that the exercises have as their purpose the conquest of self and the regulation of one's life in such a way that no decision is made under the influence of any inordinate attachment. All of our decisions, all of our thoughts, all of our movements are made really with the idea to God's will. And of course, again, I say refer to prior shows, Ignatian discernment, Ignatius of Loyola. The quality of the printing. So we've gotten it to take up. I think it's done very, very well. It's a high quality printing. It's a leatherette, beautifully bound. A ribbon, nice black satin ribbon, golden edges, approximately 826 pages, flexible cover. So it feels good in the hand. The type is large enough to read well, you know, depending on one's eyesight. And the color of the paper is a little softer, a softer white. It's a softer white. So it's quality. The Angelus did well. The thesis statement. It includes practical meditations, includes spiritual reading and daily meditations for the liturgical year. So if we recall, that was the Latin Mass at the time this was written. Now there'll be some changes Angelus Press will provide. So when they have moved, you know, there was feast days and other observances moved in different calendars. And so they're sensitive to the different calendars, and they'll make note of that so that you have your choice of which way you want to go. It's not, so it's efficient and easy to use. It is not encumbered by long-winded or overly sentimental verbiage. Rather, these meditations are refreshing since sincere, powerful, and brief. And Mother's Love, I'm sure, is much the same way.
Right.
Written with the betterment of souls and mind, particularly Jesuits, and they are one of the most demanding in terms of formation processes that the church for religious communities and orders. Each meditation is comprised of points and considerations on the life of Christ with constructive applications to daily life. One learns to live life in closer union with God by taking small but consistent steps each day to deepen your faith. Each meditation is structured around a specific thing or aspect of Jesus and includes biblical references and reflections on how these teachings can be applied in the modern world. That's why we spent a bit of time on modernism, and then one of the fruits is globalism. The book is suitable for anyone seeking to deepen their spiritual practice. So you don't have to be a priest and you don't have to be a Jesuit. But you have to do a little bit of translating every so often, as you read when that sort of need is apparent. And to gain a deeper understanding of the life and teaching of Jesus Christ. The book is simple, straightforward way to transform your spiritual life through consistent, short, daily readings, and meditations.
Is the book, because the particular prayer book for Mother Love, it's not set up in a calendar type format. Is this book in a calendar type format?
Yeah, so right. We're going to look at some. So there's, what is it, right. August 21st, August 22nd, August 23rd. Oh, so it is by date. Yeah.
Okay, so that is, I mean, when you really are looking at, into something that is truly a daily meditation. Yeah.
But it's also, so it's not strictly calendar. So you'll have calendar entries, and then let's say you're having the third day of the of a novena. So I just opened it up, Purity of the Heart of Jesus. So if you're having a 9-day novena, and let's see.
800 pages long, I'm sure that it has, I mean, it sounds like it's almost its own little tome, you know.
It is, yes, yes. Meditations for days of communion, you know. So when you're going to Mass, I mean, if you just want to focus in on Holy Communion, devotion of the first Friday of the month. So there's some little pullouts that way.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds really like a beautiful prayer book.
It is. It is. My daughter, Nicole, recommended it. She and she has 9 children. And works for full time as an attorney, and she has found it very, very useful in her spiritual life. All right, my friends, let's pick up in the next episode. We're gonna pull out some choice, you know, some quotes, and let you get a taste of it. Till then, fides the ratio.